What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to interview the 13-3 CES Bantamweight Champion, Andre Sukumtop. Now, he is coming off an insanely impressive fifth round flying knee knockout over Cody Nordby back at CES 33. So let's give him a call and find out how his training is going for this fight. And find out what might happen with the win. Perhaps get into one of the bigger shows, maybe a UFC, Bellator, World Series of Fighting, something along those lines. So let's hit him up and see what's going on.
Hello, my man.
Hey, what's happening? How are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you for joining me. I understand you are on the way to Titan FC right now.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Don't mind the glasses. You know, I am in sunny Florida.
I'm insanely jealous. I gotta say, it hasn't exactly been nice here. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia right now. And
oh, all right. So you're not too far up.
Yeah, but the weather here is just so erratic, and it's like a million degrees one day, and then just, you know, I don't know. It's not a
really.
It's a little hit or miss here. It could snow tomorrow, honestly. But thank you for taking out the time. You got a huge fight on your hands August 12th. It's a rematch with Ken Moy. You guys fought back in 2014. And you got a pretty awesome backstory. You've been kicking ass as of late, 13-3. Pretty much all of them have been inside of CES, I believe, except for your debut. All of your pro MMA fights have been inside of CES, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, why is that? It's kind of a rare thing. You don't really see guys kind of stick around one league for a while. And especially the New England circuit, which is arguably one of the toughest, if not the toughest, period.
Well, honestly, man, Eddie, I go where the money goes, you know what I'm saying? And CES, at that time, was the biggest promotion coming up in New England, man. And, of course, there was other organizations that wanted me to fight for them. You know what I mean? I'm an exciting fighter. I bring a hell of a lot of people to the fights. You know what I mean? I sell the marinas out. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I sell them out, man. So, you know, every promotion really wants me on their card, but CES is the only one that really can back it up and, you know, we come to good terms, we come to good agreements, and they took care of me for the most part of my career, so I just stuck with them, you know? They know I'm going to sell the place out. And I know that I'm going to get taken care of when it comes to not having to worry about getting a fight. Or if I needed this, if I needed that, I know I'd be okay. So, you know, it wasn't really a comfort thing, man. It was just, I just did what was best for me and my family. Because, you know, you got to go with the money's at the end of the day. It's a business.
Okay. Now, are you fighting full-time now, or... Do you have another job that you're doing on the side?
No, man. I've always worked. I've always worked and fought. You know what I mean? That's my dream. That's my ultimate dream, man, to be able to make enough money and fighting so that it could be my full-time job and my only job. But, you know, I've always had little jobs as a personal job. You know, different things. But, yeah, I work another full-time job. Full-time, so I usually have three jobs. The good thing is I narrowed it down to two. So I get a little bit more focused in the gym and at work and
now. Okay, now you're coming off a very impressive fifth round flying knee knockout of Cody Nordby at CES 33. Boy, was that impressive. Definitely fight of the night.
Eddie, hey, after you said I gotta put my shades on for that.
Absolutely. Hey, absolutely. You should be getting all the shine for that. Definitely candidate for knockout of the year. I mean, it was epic. And the fight was awesome as well. It was a tough battle. I mean, definitely the most exciting night or exciting fight of the night. I actually happened to catch the fight. My buddy Chaz Morgan was fighting. And so I tuned in to catch his fight. And you were the main event. And wow, I was blown away. I mean, the pace in that fight was just nonstop. I mean, what are your thoughts on the performance? It has to be, in my personal opinion, the best performance thus far from you?
It was definitely one of my best performances, you know, just because it was five rounds. And, you know, if you follow my career, you know that cardio could have been a cardio was an issue in my career. That's the reason I've lost two of my fights. But I actually lasted five rounds, and I didn't get emotional. You know, I kept my cool, and I think that was the main thing that I learned in this fight, that I've grown so much since being here that I don't get emotional anymore. You know, I look at it as, you know, I must perform when the lights are on. I'm the main event. I'm going five rounds. I can't mess up here. You know, if I mess up, it's not going to be good for me. It's not going to be good for my career. It's not going to be good for my future. So I just make sure that, you know, I got to stay strong. I got to stay confident. And no matter what happens in the fight, I have to adapt. You know, I've been in that fight, I was put in some bad positions. And, you know, I respect the kid for bringing the fight to me, you know. We fought. Usually when I fight, guys like to run away or try to hump me. But he wanted to fight. Well, he was trying to try to hump me, but he couldn't. So I made him fight. And, that's what happens when, you know, you fight me. You're going to get hurt.
Okay, yeah, in that fight, what really stood out to me was your ability to stuff the takedown. I mean, attempt after attempt after attempt. He got you down a few times, but you got right back up. And not only were you stuffing his takedown, but you made him pay for it. I mean, the repeated, you know, elbows, the Travis Brown elbows, you know, what he did to Josh Barnett. I mean, I don't understand why those aren't utilized more often, because they are insanely effective, and they really make people think twice about shooting in for the takedown.
You know, I give a lot of credit to my wrestling coach, Greg Jones. You know, he's a great coach. He's been on my ass about wrestling. And my coach, Neil Melanson, you know, we prepared specifically for that fight. We actually flew in an amateur named Tyler Claxton. But people don't know that he was an All-American at Ohio. You know what I mean? So I worked with him my whole camp, man. I worked with my whole camp. This guy, two-time division All-American. You know, how can I lose to another wrestler, you know, that doesn't have the credentials like Taiwan? So I wrestled with Taiwan every single day for this fight. And obviously, it got me ready. You know what I mean? And that just goes to show you, goes out to all the bantamweights out there. I don't care how long you've been wrestling for, man. You know, I got the best wrestlers at my camp. I got the best coaches at my camp. And, you know, with their knowledge and their help mixed with my athletic ability, you guys are in trouble, man. You guys are in trouble. You can call me NCAA from now on.
Okay. Now, man, so up next, of course, you got a rematch. This guy, Ken Moy. Is that one of the fights you were talking about where your cardio let you down?
For sure, man. I got tired the first minute. you know, I kind of took that fight in different circumstances. But no excuses. I got tired, man. But the important thing is I did learn a lot from that fight, too, because, you know, I didn't give up. You know what I mean? I found out a lot about myself. I found out a lot about him in that fight. You know, you really learn some crazy lessons when you're in that cage. And I learned a lot that day.
Okay. Now, what can we expect differently outside of an improved physical condition? I mean, what strategy will you implement that you didn't necessarily implement in the first match?
Honestly, man, I never have a strategy. You know, I just go in there and I just try to put on a show, and I try to fight, and I try to put my opponent away. You know what I mean? But Ken Moy is a smart fighter. You know what I mean? He's not so much of a great fighter or a better fighter, but he's a smart fighter, and that's how he wins his fights. That's how he beat me. So I obviously got to go into this fight with less emotion, you know, and same thing like I did with my last fight. And just look at it as business. I need to get the job done. I can't beat myself here. You know, if another man's going to beat me in the cage, they're going to really beat me. But the day himself, mentally, it's over.
Okay, now what is your prediction for this fight? How do you see it playing out?
Honestly, man, I think it's going to be an all-out war. You know what I mean? Because Ken Moy, he brings it. He comes to fight, just like I do. So, you know, you put two fighters like us together, two strikers, I think it's
Okay, now, with a win, what would be next for you? Call up to the big show?
I mean, I would hope so. You know, I think I earned it. You know what I mean? I called them out before, you know, Mr. Sean Shelby, Mr. Dana White. They know who I am. You know what I mean? They've reached out to me before. But I guess they're looking for something else. And so I'm not going to stop fighting here and wait for my opportunity to shine. No, I'm going to make it happen, man. I'm going to go and chase it. And after I win this fight, I think that you will see me boom. You will see a big boom in my career. And not the local circuit anymore, but with the bigger shows.
Okay, absolutely. Now, have you tried reaching out to, like, the World Series of Fighting or perhaps Bellator?
They've reached out to me before, but their contracts, and you know, we couldn't come to terms. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I get signed to a promotion, I want to be signed. Like, I don't have to, you know, I don't own anything. You know what I'm saying? So if Bellator comes to me with a great contract, I might take it. If World Series comes in with a great contract, I might take it. Because at the end of the day, I'm a prize fighter. This is what I do. This is what I want to do for a living. So I got to make smart choices. But if those contracts are going to be in my benefit, then I'm not going to sign.
Okay. Now, like you said, you're a prize fighter. Why prize fighting? Like, what are you fighting for, personally?
I mean, I love the sport, you know, and I love being an athlete. And, you know, MMA doesn't pay so much, but it does have potential. You know, if you become a breakout star, you have potential making a lot of money. But, you know, I don't really do this for the money, you know. But I'll just do it for the money. You know, I can do other things. I have a marketing job. You know, I can use my head. I can use my hands. I have worked so many hard labor jobs. You know, I have a lot of skills when it comes to the work field. But I like fighting, man. And I'm looking to build a legacy. Not just for me, for my sons, and for my people. You know what I mean? I come from a small town in Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, you know, where not a lot of big things happen here. So, you know, I feel like it's my responsibility to show these kids that are from there, and show these people, the people that are from there, that anything's possible, man. You want to be a star? You can be a star. And also, my background is Laotian. I'm Laos, and there's not a lot of Laos people doing big things in professional sports right now. So, you know, it'd be nice to be the first person to actually really make it, you know. So I'm really looking to build a legacy, you know, Jason.
Okay, awesome, man. I dig it. Now, you know, CES 33, when you landed the flying knee, got the knockout win, the place erupted. I mean, absolutely, it was loud. I mean, you could hear it through the TV. Obviously, you have a lot of people in your corner. You ever thought about changing your nickname to, like, the People's Champion or something?
That's funny, man. You know, people already calling me that, man. Because I am the People's Champion. You know, I don't just do this for myself. I do this for my people. Like I said, I do this for the Laos people, the Laotian people. I do this for my community. You know, I do this for my family, and I have a big community. You know, we might come from a small town, but I have a big community back at home, and they know I represent hard for them. I am the People's Champ. Maybe not everybody's champion in the world, but, you know, my people, I am the champion, they know. But, you know, I can't change the Asian sensation, man, because I'm the Asian sensation. There's no other Asian guy doing the things I'm doing, man. Look at me, bro.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to make big things happen. So I think I'll say the Asian sensation, but they're going to know that the Asian sensation is also the People's Champ.
Awesome, man. I dig it. You got any shout-outs or people you want to thank or sponsors you want to name?
Yeah, there's so many people I want to thank. I want to thank sponsors to my upcoming fight. Hayabusa just jumped on board. So thank you, Hayabusa, for all the gear and for your generosity joining the team. 27 North Paddles, a paddle company that, you know, for stand-up paddle boarding. Greco Automotive Group, Green Arrow, who else? What's that supplement company? Intensity Supplements that just jumped on board. And I think that's it for right now. But, you know, if you ever even supported me, if you threw $50 at me at one point, I always finish every interview. Thank you. Thank you. Because the people that threw $50 to me, like in the beginning of my career, they're still going to every single fight. So I want to thank all my supporters, all my family, all my friends, people that follow my career.
Awesome. Now, how can people follow you on your journey? What are your Twitter handles, your Instagram, social media platforms?
You guys can follow me easily on Instagram, man. You can just type down my name and I'll show up. AMDRESOUK. I'll show up as the Asian Sensation 13. Also, A Sukumta A, my last name, SOUKHAMTHATH. Won't be hard to find. And also, follow me on Facebook. Like my page. I'll show up, man. There's not a lot of people that have my last name.
Very true, very true. It's definitely unique. And as soon as I typed in, like, I've Googled you, and I typed in Andre S, and you were right there.
And bam, right?
Right at the top.
Hey, I told you, I do marketing, so I know how to do my SEO, man. I know how to do my marketing.
Yeah? yeah, man. Awesome. Well, hey, man. Best of luck to you. I'm definitely looking forward to the fight. I hope you get a huge victory, and I definitely look forward to seeing you in the bigger shows. Andre Sukumta, 10-3.
Hey.
Man.
Eddie, man. Thank you, bro. It was nice seeing you, bro. You're a cool dude. I had fun doing the interview with you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I'd love to have you on again.
Anytime, man.
And safe travels.
All right. You too, brother.
Take care, man.
Stay safe in Virginia. Come here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Take care.
Take care.
So there you have it. The 10-3 Andre Sukumta. Go check him out. He's set to face Ken Moy, CES 37, on August 12th. If you're in the area, Twin River Casinos, go check it out. Until then, read me on bloodyelbow.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado. And go be a good person.